Be a man.
Experience.
See, Be a Man has his shades on, so they all fucking suave and slick.
For you guys that don't know, I was just recently diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Is this true, Be a Man?
Of course it is. I never lie.
Is this stolen valor, but in a medical version?
I compete in everything, even when I lie.
Don't tell me I'm a fucking GoFundMe going for no reason. That's got to be the lowest, no? You wouldn't do that.
No, I'd rather die first.
But you see it all the time, those fucking those people that fucking do GoFundMes to go on vacation.
We saw it in one of the stories we looked up for what we're going to record today, I believe.
Someone
has a GoFundMe.
That's in there.
Maybe it was a hooker.
See, being a man could pull off wearing the shades full-time indoors. Me, I look like an asshole. Everybody says I'm an asshole, but with him, he looks great, right?
Yeah, it's a different type of, like, a different breed of man that can pull off the shades indoors. Like, some guys, like, I'd look like a fucking idiot. I'm willing to admit it.
Me too. Be a man can get away with a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You think everything's a competition in life, Be a Man?
I'm fucking very competitive.
You are.
About everything.
That I know.
Everything.
I know. I've been out with you. Especially in that drinking time. Remember the time we get fucking pound for pound with shots?
Oh, my God.
Some roadside fucking tavern. Where was that?
When I had to be carried home from
Peabody. Oh, my God. I'll tell you one thing. He was carried home, but he won the competition. What was it, 20, 22 shots of tequila?
Something like that. But they tucked me in the bed, right? Joe and my brother literally carried me into my bed, and I woke up 3 hours later, and I was fine.
I know, you went in a fucking bender. You drank again the next day. I didn't give a fuck.
I was fine. Yeah.
But the time we were together, when he took the title with the 22 shots, he walked out the fucking door. Only then when he got in the car did he collapse like a true champion. He wouldn't let the people see that he was getting fucking damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Never show weakness, being a man.
Yeah, if you're fucking damaged and you're up against the ropes, you got to make sure you're doing that. Bring him off to the sidebar.
I mean, so the kids nowadays, they quit so easy if they get hurt. They see it like it's fucking. I mean, if I was a kid, maybe I'd be like that. I don't know, but it's just like it's sickening how the younger generation is.
I know.
And I got like nephews and people I'm very close with that are young, and it's just. It's totally different, man.
They can't help it. They've been indoctrinated, the society, the teachers, pussifying them.
Yeah.
Cutting their balls off figuratively and literally.
Yeah, everything. I mean, the fucking teachers are the worst.
You know? That's why the Be a Man fucking coda must be heard. That's why I like when you go around these videos guzzling fucking beers and smashing a can off your head.
Well, so as far as getting back to being competitive, a guy that played with Brady for like 10 years, right? He said that, first of all, when everyone be fucking around the locker room, he'd walk in, the place would go silent. It was like God walked in, right? and then like they'd be playing pool and shit, and he'd be the most fucking competitive guy about pool or whatever there was, just fucking whining and yelling.
I've heard that shit about him. Don't you think at that point, when a guy's like that, it's almost a pain in the fucking balls? Okay, we get you competitive, but this is ridiculous.
It's like mental illness.
Right.
Like Jordan was the same way.
He's got to be on the spectrum.
Michael Jordan was the same exact way.
Exactly, yeah.
And they were putting money onto everything, too.
Look where it got him, though. Oh, yeah. Both of them.
He treated them all like shit. We all saw that special, right? Fucking series. Treated everybody like a fucking asshole.
The best is when he called Muggsy Bogues a midget. And fucking he said that it fucked with him, like, for years.
What the fuck did he expect? He was a midget.
He was just telling the truth.
Yeah, right?
Imagine that being 5'4". Talk about someone being competitive. Being 5'4" and making it to the NBA and starring.
It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Didn't he punch out, like, Dave Collins or something?
Yeah.
Some little guy whacked Dave Collins and cut him up.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It may not have been Muggsy Bogues, but it's like someone that size.
Well, in sports, me, when I was coming up, I proved them wrong. They said I was too short, stubby, and stupid to make it. They were right. I was released from the fucking high school team, but only after I was injured.
Yeah, but now you have the fourth quarter fitness thing going,
that's right?
You're fucking competing like a motherfucker. You've got it going, man.
Doing a couple of Ironmans. I did one this weekend. Oh, I thought what you think. I had to drink fucking a keg of fucking beer. 50 shots. That kind of Iron Man.
Yeah, I couldn't see you running spot in races.
Nah.
That's for fucking complete assholes.
I don't work out. I exercise. You know the difference I'm talking about?
But as far as being competitive, you're not letting age, not that you're real old or anything, to you. You're going to go down swinging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know I'm a coxman.
Yes. True coxman.
One of the greatest quotes from Eastbound and Down, you know, the guy that's like the former baseball player, he's talking to the vice principal, and the vice principal's like, oh, I'm an athlete too, you know, I'm a cyclist, and I do this and that. And
That's not an athlete.
And then he goes, nah, sorry, I play real sports. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising.
That's like, that's
like what it is.
That's like trying to say brunch is a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, brunch.
Fuck brunch.
Even if you tell as a man, if you said to somebody else, I'm going for brunch, you should be fucking backhanded.
Yeah. It feels brunch? Demeaning to say, doesn't
you
it?
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my old man used to hate it. I get it from him. It's like, I get a lot from him, but, you know, just like someone mentioned brunch. What the fuck? That's not a meal.
I don't like that word. Even this morning, I had leftover Chinese food for fucking breakfast. That whole thing of what you eat at what time of day.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, you were a kid, you would adhere to it a little bit. But as you get older, it doesn't fucking matter. I'll eat anything at any time if I feel like it.
Yeah. Her mother goes, you eat Chinese food for breakfast?
I go, what the fuck difference does it make?
But just like the whole brunch thing, the whole brunch culture, like fucking, it's just not for me. Like,
I mean, it's kind
of like mimosas, it's the most non-manly beverage.
It's nice. What I enjoy, if I do get stuck going to lunch, I enjoy looking at like a girl with a guy at lunch together, because you know she could fuck like an animal the night before.
Yeah.
Right? And she's just all happy. It's like the fucking end of the weekend and, you know, the end of the satisfaction.
That's always the best when you do it like at the local breakfast joint. You're like, oh, they definitely fucking will plow all night.
Yeah. Takes it for a brunch and then drops her off at the fucking bus stop.
Yeah.
Get a room, a little brunch, and get back on the fucking bus and get out of here.
The JBF look, the just been fucked look on her face.
Right. Yeah. And she's sitting there knowing that everybody's looking her that way, right?
Yeah.
She tries to fucking hide, but we know what happened the night before.
Fucking took three loads in her ass.
But even, speaking of competition, both of us played softball later in life.
Yeah.
Because we still had them competitive juices. Yeah. How about the fucking dickheads? And you've seen a million of them, I have too, who play softball as an adult, but they get the eye black. They think they're on the fucking Yankees.
It's like any sport, like you see guys that play basketball or hockey, it's like, relax. You're not in the NHL.
Right?
Yeah. Calm down,
pal. We used to go to the softball tournaments out in Greenfield, Mass. It was like the Mecca. They come from all over fucking New England. You face these teams from Western Mass, all fucking hot-ons.
Yeah.
We'd be the city guys, ragtag outfit, but we would win a lot.
Of course
you
would. Yeah.
Those fucking guys were all buff, the eye black. They even had a fucking special bag for their personal softball bat. How much do you suck if you have that?
And were those bags monogrammed?
Yeah, the fucking bat inside the bag.
Just give me whatever bat, the heaviest bat, just give me.
Yeah.
That's all.
I like that. Be a man. I mean, you can drag him out of the fucking crowd for a pinch hit, 3-run fucking bomb to win it.
Can still hit.
Right?
Yeah, I can't run. I can still hit.
In your final days, were you a DH first baseman?
Yeah, it basically was. I mean, I played till I think I was 60. And it was time. It was time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get down when you were first baseman? Did you do the fucking scoop?
Little scoopage. Yeah, I knew it was going to be my last at bat, and I was like, I better get a fucking hit, and I grounded out to shortstop. I was like, because it was the last game, and I was like, yeah, this is it. Probably my last at bat. If I can get a nice hit over to left field or something, just ground out to shot.
As I saw his retirement press conference on Channel 5 that night, when BMA gave a teary farewell to 30-year career in softball.
Yeah. Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Softball retirement video.
There we go. You gotta put that in fourth quarter.
That's
That's right. What the fuck? Yeah, but those softball guys, I mean, they were fucking weird.
Yeah, because it's like, that's like baseball's a sport, right?
Yeah.
That's a sport.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
You know, softball is like a girl's game.
It was slow pitch, too.
I mean, it was always growing up, I was always saying to myself, this guy's playing softball, like 30 years old. I'd be like, I played hardball till I was in my 30s, but say it was a 25, this guy's like 30-something playing softball. You fucking pussy. Then, of course, I end up, you know, I'm a hypocrite. So
I will say one thing in Somerville, Trump Field, they used to show up. It was a busy field anyway in the middle of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Broads, people would show up. We wore those baseball uniforms and pants.
Mm.
My fucking package looked outstanding, I must say. It was a young man, you know, always beefed. Fucking tight baseball pants is a good look.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-erect.
If you have the equipment, it fucking points out all the tourist attractions.
You love
it. Yeah,
man.
You look like you had a squirrel in your pants.
Smuggling squirrels.
How about the guy who fucking even brought his own fucking chewing tobacco to the softball game?
Yeah, I think they banned that in Massachusetts now, right?
Did they?
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah.
That's stupid.
This whole state's fucking stupid.
Speaking of competition, I'm now in a competition with myself. I started smoking cigars up there in Maine the last couple of months.
Nice.
So I missed one day. I couldn't, when I left the house this morning, after I dropped her off, I beelined to a fucking tobacco store. I literally chain smoked two cigars in a row in the car.
But you don't inhale. You don't inhale.
No, but some does go down by accident. You know,
yeah, that's fine. That's,
nobody will get fucking lung cancer at 70.
Yeah, you'll be fine. My old man smoked cigars for years and stopped cold turkey, and we're like, why? So I had a dream that I shouldn't smoke them.
Yeah.
And you fucking crazy, man. Just fucking.
I'm almost into the cigarillos. Not quite a cigarillo. I like a cigar, too, but something that was like, those fucking like a white damaged looking ones.
Like a white owl. Yeah.
Parody style.
Like a white owl. Remember the little white owl?
Oh, with the tip. Yeah. Oh, the that tip. Would be a statement, yeah. Wouldn't it? With yeah. the tip.
Oh, yeah.
That's a discerning gentleman.
That was they used classy.
To come in the, they used to come in like the, the box, remember?
They still sell those?
Probably.
You know what I used to be a huge fan of was the Black and Milds.
Oh, yeah.
Those were fucking nice. Those were sophisticated.
They used to sell, like, boxes of this shit down at the bar, the American House Cafe when I was working down there.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, Tipperillos, I think they call them, right?
Yeah, remember cigars, yeah. Cigarettes, Tipperillos?
Yeah, yeah. So they had the tip on, but there'd be, like, a box of, like, I don't know, 60 or 70 of them.
Yeah.
Selling for whatever it was back then.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to look for White Owls. That's right, because I now feel if I'm seen with that fucking little tip thing, that thing,
yeah.
People say, wow, he's cool, huh?
Yeah, you don't see it anymore.
A lot of people do the White Owls for blunts.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. they take the tobacco out.
Yeah, you take the tobacco out and you take the tip off.
No shit.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of people do.
Is it tough to get the tobacco out of something like that?
It's a schlep, man. Like, it's like, for me, it's not worth it. It's like a more harsher hit. Like, I like the papers now. Like, they're nice and smooth and light. It's like, it hits you too fucking hard, and it feels like you're smoking a cigar.
I don't smoke them bones. You know, I like to consume.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise. Do you hollow out the cigar completely and put weed in or mix?
Yep. No.
Hollow it out.
Completely
too
hollow
much work
out.
For me.
Yeah, it's a slap. And it's kind of gross, too, because you have to fucking lick the leaves and shit to make them stick. And it's people do it, it like kind of gets grosses me out.
Right.
But they sell blunts like with nothing in it, right? They sell them, you control your own weed in there?
Yeah, they have like the stuffies, like the
those
cones.
Are no good.
Yeah, those are good, but some people are purist, you know? Like, they have, like, the blunt wraps that you get that everything's all, like, pre-sliced, and then you just, like, put the shit in, and like, adhesive on it. But those are, they're usually weird flavors, and they're just not, it's just not the same
not
as a fucking
same.
Paper.
Yeah, it sucks. They ruined everything.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a shit talker? When you play ball?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I used to get kicked out of a lot of games.
I bet.
Like collisions at the plate, nice. Taking someone out second because it started to get like more PC as I got older when I was playing ball. It was like, because some people probably got hurt. Like, so if you took someone out second,
hey, you're old school.
Out of the game. It's collision at the plate.
They can't handle you.
Yeah.
That's old school mentality, right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel you're a two-stage getting kicked out. You know when they throw the guy out of the ball game? Then he goes to the stands drunk and continues heckling from there. Then the guy stops the game again. Then I say, okay, now you're going to leave the park.
You don't leave and they call the cops.
That's what you want right there, right?
Yeah, same thing in hockey, too. It was like we used to have some brawls.
Yeah.
Hockey brawls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Toughest thing in the world is a fight on skates.
I don't have too many beefs. I was in some brawls, but I didn't have too much swinging. A lot of sweater grabbing.
Yeah, it's tough to hold on and throw a punch.
I don't even like that they call it a sweater.
Yeah.
I never looked at it as a fucking sweater.
Yeah, that's really...
Yeah, I always used to call all sweaters sweatshirts.
You know what I call a hockey shirt? A hockey shirt.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like a sweater?
That's like a Canadian term.
Yeah, a fucking sweater. For me, a sweater is my fucking grandfather with the buttons on a fucking couch. Oh, you get your sweater on, Pa? Yeah.
To me, a sweater.
He doesn't have a Bruins fucking sweater on.
Yeah.
To me, a sweater is a broad I banged for a while.
Somebody that's on your dick all the time that's sweating you?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like it? You know, speaking of a Bruins sweater or whatever, would you like to see a broad with just that on and then she unveils herself?
That's a nice look.
I've had broads.
That's a good look.
With my football shirts on and shit in the past, like
nude underneath.
Oh yeah, I like it.
Big
remember
fuck.
That commercial they had like 20 years ago? The broad was like, I forget what they were selling, but it was like the broad was waiting for her husband to come home. Had his shirt on.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, I've been waiting for you all day.
She's all lubed up.
Remember that?
Yeah. What was that for? Remember?
I forget.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was cologne or.
Yeah, that's when they started getting a little risque out there when things started change.
She was hot.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, speaking of commercials, even my son, I drive him to school, the Viagra commercial. They've been on for years now.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there, the kid's 13, 14 years old. He goes, I know what this is. I go, well, obviously you do. Of course it is.
Yeah. And you're like, that's little kid shit.
He's at the age.
And I said, they don't have this shit on the radio when I was a kid. It was
taboo.
We don't talk about that shit.
It's crazy. They talk about vaginal odor and shit,
right?
You know, in the commercials. Right?
Yeah, it's like back in the old days, the most risque it got was like Summer's Eve.
Dad, what's vaginosis?
Yeah.
Bad breath of the twat, son.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. What is it? I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, the newest commercial I hear on the radio is like, you know, it's great for your armpits and it's great for your whole body.
Yeah.
Basically.
Ooh, they're encouraging you to rub it on your balls.
Yeah, well, this is what for women.
Oh, yeah. On your privates.
Yeah.
Do you put any kind of scented stuff on your package at all? Creams, colognes, or anything?
If I don't have a chance, if I'm sweating during the day and going to see a broad, I don't have a chance to take a shower.
Yeah.
I'll spray something down there.
But you like if you like greet them and you know there's a little musk going on? Do you feel proud as a man that your odors are there?
I always say, how's it taste? What's it taste like?
Musk. Because a woman wants
like
a musky man.
Yeah. See, I feel like there's always musk. I feel like the only time I can confidently present myself as a naked man is fucking fresh out of the joint. Because everything is just like an hour in pants. The fucking, just the steam and the natural gas and juices that build up in there.
Can you imagine the musk on Be a Man, like a real man? That's a
manly
thing. It's not a negative thing.
On a nice spicy day like today, too.
Like fucking, yeah. Like
a lot of guys like a smelly pussy. Not a smelly pussy, but they like that scent, the pussy scent.
You know, Dick Radins, the great pitcher who fell down the stairs and got killed.
Yeah,
didn't he look
like a taint of pee or something?
Yeah.
A hint of pee?
Yeah. His famous saying was he liked it was just with a little touch of pee.
Did you talk to him? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Adams was good friends with him.
Yeah. He's a big guy, right?
Till he toppled down the fucking back steps with two bottles of bourbon and him and croaked.
I mean, I got to agree with that statement. It's nice to know that it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something really grounding about it.
What
it
about
really
the caveman days? I mean, they didn't care.
Can you imagine? They must have been immune to stink and all that. They didn't even think
of
that.
Just like basically a step above animals.
Oh.
Do you mind if you see the toilet paper there?
You mean the bowl?
No, on the vag. Like if there's the little curled
little
up
dingleberry.
Like, yeah.
There were times in my life that would have bothered me. But not anymore.
Now we take whatever we can get.
Yeah, right.
I can't be outgrossed anymore. You know what I mean? The things I once thought were repulsive, I go, I don't care. Right now, I'm wearing white shorts, you've noticed, right?
Yeah.
You know I don't wear underwear.
Good
so
for you.
So what I do, I wicked my asshole with toilet paper.
Oh.
Sometimes I remove it, you got to see the condition of it. That would have been on my shorts.
Yeah, lucky you wicked.
I mean, a lot of people refer to that as the man bun. And, like, it really is. And sometimes, on a day that's too zesty, yeah, you almost have to. You have to have some sort of precautionary layer.
Have
you ever wicked your asshole? Raise your hand.
Wick it, meaning keeping toilet paper in there?
Yeah, keep it like as a pad. Like, so no shit goes on your pants.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I'm still like
a day like today, if I'm sweating or whatever, and I'm going to be out, I get those wipes in the car, so I'll do a wipe and I'll chuck it out the window.
With your asshole fucking secretions on it?
Yeah.
See, I get too paranoid of, like, doing shit like that because, like, of DNA being out there, and I feel like somebody might fucking take DNA from my fucking dick pad and fucking I end up getting locked up for murder.
I'd love to have that happen to me because I create such a fucking story and fuss about it.
That'd be awesome.
National news.
Imagine if you like the Karen Reed trial, but it was you.
Yeah, I wiped my ass. Big deal.
The Be a Man trial, the biggest trial in the fucking world. Cleared of 7 fucking homicides.
Who's Karen Reed?
I know, like, I know. But, and for all those of you listening, it's a famous case. You probably know by now, unless you're a fucking idiot.
Everyone, how many people have asked you what's your opinion on it?
I go,
I really didn't follow it.
I didn't follow it that much either. But I mean, but not really.
From what I know, I mean, this seems to be reasonable doubt.
Right.
I mean, so she would be innocent.
I've now moved to the point in life, if they can't really prove it, even if you know the guy did it, because I feel law enforcement, the government's so against you to fuck you, that even if the guy did it, you better fucking prove it beyond a reasonable doubt or let him go.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, people are definitely obsessed with this fucking case. My roommate, he's all into it.
Netflix is hanging around there, I heard.
Yeah. That's why I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not paying attention to it because I'm just waiting for the doco.
Can you imagine the Be a Man story?
So
that's
what
you got to do. You have to off somebody in sketchy circumstances. Mm-hmm. You're ultimately cleared, but the trial goes on for a fucking year. But like Trump, you're still campaigning in between. You're still doing appearances during the day. The next day at the fucking courthouse.
Still doing Be a Man.
How'd that go last week?
With the trial?
Whoa. No, with the debate.
Oh, that was awesome. That was fucking so
the
entertaining.
The ultimate competition.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
The biggest thing that bothers me about the whole thing is how the Democrats are turning on him. Fucking scumbags.
Yeah. A week before they said, oh no, what you see in public, he's not behind closed doors. He's fucking like Einstein. He's a whiz. He exercises. He's smart. No, what you see public, ain't different. That's so full of shit.
Dude, there was so many parts that were just straight up comedy.
They're just turning on him, which is... I don't know. I mean, that's not good for the party, I wouldn't think.
But I mean, like, it's because people have said it for years now. Look at this guy. He looks like he's fucking dead. And then to see him up there fucking basically weekend at Bernie's,
Can we make a pact right now, Tonzo? God forbid Be a Man. Say become fucking dementia riddled. Mm-hmm. You start to slip and fade. We're not going to let you go on like that, are we, Tonzo?
No.
Going out in public?
No. I mean,
you wouldn't want that, right?
I lost my father to dementia.
Did you?
Yeah, so it's like I the guys get dementia.
Yeah, definitely. You know? I mean, you can see it.
Dementia.
It's visible.
Yeah, so
you can't hide it anymore.
So like they're turning on him, and my thing about that is I don't think it's good for their party. But why don't you just do it behind doors and just say, listen, you have to step down. If you don't step down, we're going to turn on you.
Right? It's a palace coup.
I don't. Yeah,
it's palace coup. Brutai. Yeah.
It's a coup.
It's just. So
it's a coup d'état.
Be a man. Experience.
Would you cheat to win, Be a Man?
Yes. I cheat all the time.
Yeah. Like on the hand, like cards. Would you hide cards and shit under the table, or whatever?
Yeah. If I'm losing a board game, I tip the board game over.
But I mean, like, cheating is a talent. Cheating is an art. Being able to pull it off, in plain view with nobody else to notice. I mean, that's something. That's
a
skill.
That old saying, I cheated fair and square.
Yeah.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't fucking playing hard.
I'm trying, yeah.
Yeah, right? Cheating by the rules.
Right. It's up to you to fucking stop me from cheating. Fucking cheat.
But what about if you catch somebody cheating?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
Double standard.
Isn't that fucking unbelievable?
Oh, yeah.
That we really, truly feel this way?
Hypocrites.
Human nature. That's fucking
if we cheat on a bride, if they cheated on us, it's worse for a girl, though.
It is.
Because the way I look at it, you keep your legs closed, it doesn't happen. They fucking rule the world by opening them up.
Right. And they got to know men are more primitive and simple-minded so they can have their way with them.
Animals.
So they're taking advantage, right?
True.
Of person that's semi-incapacitated mentally. They know, take your dick out. Huh? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
I mean, speaking of women, like, they're all in competition with each other.
Oh, they hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to one-up each other.
Oh, they talk about each other.
The same thing with
all girls have, like, maybe one friend.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
But you know, not on social media.
Oh, they hate each other.
It's fucking dog eat dog. But out there.
Yeah, but they just fucking compliment each other and talk about how brave they are, and then behind their back, they just fucking hate
them. You ever
see
a girl look at another girl when she walks by, they check out what they're wearing head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The full, like, Terminator 2 fucking analyzing every garment.
They go in a house for the first time, just watch them. They look around, they look at everything.
Right.
Like they're in a museum.
Competition.
Oh, my God.
Talk about competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then they break the poor husband's balls on the ride home. Obviously, that husband did better than you.
Yeah.
I see they had a better TV, better this. Even the doorknobs, you can tell, were high-end.
She has no taste.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't keep up with the Joneses. My status where I'm at in life, as you know, I'm looking to ride it out, surfing, playing rock and roll music, and getting high. I'm going to the beach. I say it right out. This is all... legitimately, I really want to do.
I have no competition.
You're
a happy guy.
Right? I don't care who's got what.
That's all you need.
I'm done. I don't care. Guy who's want to invest in buildings, we'll rehab. I go, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Leave me alone. I'm resting. You want to do this? I go, no. I don't want to do anything.
No.
Which is doing something.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to the beach. You're saying, you're going to do nothing. I go, no, I'm going to the beach. Well, when you go to the beach, you do nothing. I go, well, no, I mean, this is semantics now.
Yeah, going to the beach is a thing. It's a schlep.
It's a thing.
You got to fucking pack all your shit. You got to go. It's a whole fucking thing.
But once you're there, she goes, well, you don't do anything. I go, I'm at the beach. That's doing something. What are you talking about? Yeah, I don't get it.
What are you supposed to do when you're
there? I'm doing what I do. Relax. I look at the fucking water. I walk down. I come back. I put on a little band of Soleil.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't say, I'm going to do nothing today. I'm going to the beach.
Two years ago, it showed up on my timeline 2 years ago.
Unbelievable. I got that, too.
Yeah.
I just looked at my fat
face. Fucking inhaled that steak.
That's what we are. You got to come up again. We'll have the company fucking outing.
Yeah, the retreat. The company retreat.
Yeah. Company picnic.
Just fucking.
Softball game.
We'll do this fucking cross balls.
That I was going out with.
Another one.
I saw a picture from that.
Oh.
And it's like, she sent it to me, and she's like, who's that? I'm all, none of your fucking business.
What the fuck?
I don't know how she found it.
Says
she's probably spying on your page or something.
She said, yeah, John's cousin.
Be a man. Experience.
These pictures are so deceiving because I know this guy told me about this cheating wife. You know, I mentioned once before on the cute day over here to you.
Mm.
But the broad would go out to try to fool the husband, right? She would recruit strangers just to take a quick picture with her. So the husband goes, see, I was out with fucking Janie. This is me and her at the fucking nightclub. And the guy goes, oh, okay, well, I guess it's on the up and
big
up.
Smoke screen.
In the meantime, it's all a lie.
Yep.
Yeah. Scoundrels.
Crazy shit.
Dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Oh, my God.
Would you pull a stunt like that?
Yes. In a second.
I remember
before
technology really blew up. You know, when I used to listen to, say, Howard Stern years ago when the show was really happening, some dude had an invention then, like you call your wife and you play it in the background like you're at a fucking train station.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, what? I'm at the train station. And you hear the back, train leaving a track, seven. You could pull up any scenario you want. You're at a fucking golf course. You either go...
That's brilliant.
Now they track you.
You're under a microscope.
Did you ever track anyone electronically?
I think once a girl. You know how you get that pin thing that says the location?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was getting it from her phone all the time. She didn't know I never
told
her.
Did you hunt her down?
No. No, but I just kind of knew. I knew who she was.
Did you lie in wait with a club?
I knew she was a dirty whore anyways because she was married. So.
How about when you follow them? You go, no, it can't be. It can't be your follow. Sure enough.
It leads you to
a motel room she's in.
If I get to that point of following someone, it'd be like, I'm fucking doing what the...
If you start following abroad at this age, it's not a good sign.
It's like, whatever. Yeah. You know, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Right. How about that saying, you don't know what you don't know?
Mm.
You know?
I like that.
You've heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of these things that became popular in the last kind of year or two, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All these things, they pop up like this.
It's like a Sly Stallone. What?
Sly's pretty cool now. Fucking his whole presence.
What's he, like 78?
Yeah, but now he's a fun guy. Like, he's not a hard ass like De Niro. He's got his Instagram fun videos. He's got the Tulsa King reality show.
Yeah.
He fucks around on these videos having a, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Why not?
Fucking, he's got no reason not to be happy.
The other guy, De Niro, is like a, is that, he's like a clenched asshole.
You see in New York what happened to him?
Oh, that was fucking great.
You washed up, he's like, fuck you.
Oh, that was fucking awesome. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And the car horn beeping in the background the whole time when he's talking. Yeah. How fucking great was that?
Speaking of competition, huge competition every year, classic Nathan's. One thing I didn't know about it is that they have like these circuit events that it's like the lemonade chugging contest. And this fucking guy, he didn't drink that much. He drank probably about an eighth of this giant trough of fucking lemonade, and he starts puking everywhere. I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's a fucking riot.
What a fucking was this July 4th? Here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, look at that, Sam. He's going back to the minors. He ain't ready for the competition.
Dude, look at how little he drank, and look at how much he's puking.
You know something? Somebody could have slipped him something to get him out of the competition.
You might have, had a stomach bug.
Look
going
at the
in.
Champion with the two belts. He's wild. Look at the heavyweight champion.
Oh, dude, he's still
being
puking.
Left. He's being left in the dressing
dude,
room.
He looks like
puking.
A pro wrestler, right?
He's still...
he's staggering.
He puked in his hand.
They said he spent the night in fucking the emergency room.
Dude, we ushered down the stairs, puking down the stairs.
He lost like 10 pounds.
He's still gone. What a disappointment. If I was the parents, go, okay, I'll come. I never went to your Little League games, but I came to this contest, and you puke in front of all of us.
You lost 10 pounds. You lost 10 pounds. He's down to 490.
How the fuck do you train? Like, you know, the hot dog part of it? How the fuck do you train
event,
though?
If I had to look like one of those guys, I'd fucking kill myself.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But those hot dog people are all skinny, right?
Most of them, the ones that win.
Fucking wheels.
How the fuck you do it, and why would you do it?
Yeah.
Right? Know,
man. Be a man. Experience!
Another thing that happened on 4th of July, of course.
Oh.
This is going to happen.
This guy's the best.
Yeah, see, I thought I heard that was in Rhode Island, but it wasn't.
I love this story. I really do.
He basically put an M80 on his head. Because they said it was like a pot of pot of dynamite.
He's put a stick of dynamite in his fucking head.
Yeah.
Holy shit, really?
But it was like a, from what I got, it was like an M80, a barrel bomb. Remember that?
Yeah.
Don't they just say like an M80 was like 1/8 of a stick of dynamite, a barrel bomb was like 1/16. You remember that?
Yeah.
They used to have it down, like a pink elephant was like a quarter stick.
Everybody used to sell the quarter stick.
Yeah, the quarter stick.
So. I didn't know they still had those.
So this poor bastard, right? He got all fucking, he got a nice Uncle Sam uniform, top hat and all.
Oh, yeah.
In front of his kids, trying to make a big deal for the 4th of July. And what'd he do, guys? He put a fucking stick of dynamite
on
his
head.
What?
You know what he was right about? He said that night was going to be the last night he drinks for a while. He was dead on.
Did he consult the wife? Go, honey, I got a good idea for the 4th. I'm going to get the Uncle Sam uniform. And then I'm going to fucking light a stick of dynamite on my fucking head. What do you think?
What state was that?
Southern.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be Southern.
When I heard it the first time on the news, I thought I heard it was in Rhode Island.
Somerville, South California.
Oh, Southern Cal.
I've been a reckless bastard in my life, but I don't think I would do that. You?
No.
No, that's fucking suicide.
I mean, this it's one thing, shooting a bottle rocket out of your ass.
Right.
Holding a fucking Roman candle and being fast and loose with it. Like, a lot of people do that, and it's fun as hell. Roman candles, fucking, it's one of the best things. You can shoot somebody,
they're fine with it.
You know, it's fucking, but why would you light off an actual quarter stick of dynamite on your fucking head? Like, if it's something that goes up, all those things do is explode, right?
Right.
But even if it was like a 16th of a stick of dynamite, it's going to fucking be a small area. It's going to blow your skull open.
Yeah, it's not like a fucking firecracker. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Were his kids watching?
Yeah, the whole family, whole neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood.
Must have fucking
gruesome scene.
Must have been like he got shot in the head.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He's ruined the 4th of July for all those people forever.
Oh.
That's all they'll ever think about. Yeah, you enjoying yourself? How fucking, can I when I'm thinking of last year when fucking Timmy blew his head off?
Just an entire fucking neighborhood that goes grim during the 4th of July. No fucking flags hanging, no fireworks.
And sadly, when people look back upon his death, there'll always be a chuckle first. Yeah. Fucking idiot. And they say, you fucking idiot. They go, yeah, he died.
I mean, there's no way to not fucking die like this and not be labeled a fucking idiot. Yeah, I mean,
it's not what you want. You don't want this.
It's no matter what you've done in your life, because you did that, now you're just the idiot that blew his fucking head off.
And you know, it's too bad. I mean, it's a sad
thing. You know what's great, too? Every year, as we all know, every 4th of July, you're going to read about somebody usually blowing their hand off, the other thing.
Setting a house on fire to kill something. 3 people.
And every year there's something major like this
little
fucking
girl
thing.
Gets her eye taken out, you know, stuff like that. You know, you always
about. Next thing you know, some guy light a firecracker to set off the military fucking arsenal.
Right.
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
Yes. 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, so we're back with the BMN Hotline. Dallas is fucking back, and he's got a great story about this kid that has a unique party/parlor trick.
About 20 years ago, I had a severe accident that led to me being rushed to the emergency room. At a late night hot tub party, I fell through a glass door and a long chard of glass went through my chest and lung. I was fucked. Don't despair though, because there is a silver lining to this story. After months of painful recovery, I finally healed up and got my legs back under me. One night at the fire pit, I had to take a wicked piss, so I stepped away and let it rip. To my surprise, a stream of golden flow shot from my cock like a 3,000 psi pressure washer. I was in awe of my newfound talent. From that point on, I tinkered with my skills and found out I could literally piss up a rope. I can't tell you how many $20 bets I've won at football tailgates for being able to whiz over 3 parking spaces. At one point during a family Christmas party, my college-age nephews got out the tape measure just to see how far I could shoot my super soaker. To everyone's surprise, the distance tallied 29 feet 6 inches.
Oh,
needless to say, wow. I am the life of all golf outings, fire pits, and tailgates. I finally figured out the cause of my talents. 2 emergency catheters built up a heavy layer of scar tissue in the old meat whistle, which is what causes the high pressure flow. The moral of the story is piss in public for money. Be a man.
Now, what about, my question is what about when he blows a load? Like, he's getting a blowjob? Does he blow the girl's head right off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if his fucking chowder cannon operates the same way.
It has to be. If the fucking opening has been widened.
Yeah.
I'm thinking crazy. Everything's wide and open.
I mean, 29 feet, that's like from here to that fucking window.
It's like Olympic Bob Beeman in the fucking long jump in the Mexico. That's long jump.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
Wow. So he has to have like an elongated fucking urethra or something. Like that thing got fucking stretched out.
The urethra.
I know I've been known to blow a long load.
They call you fucking Larry Longload.
Ropes.
Ropes. I know, ropes.
I've always aspired to be a rope shooter, but I've been a dribbler my whole life.
I got an embarrassing story. I blew a load in my face once.
Oh!
I was getting a handy. The girl came right over and wiped it off. I was like, fuck.
Wow.
Come in your own face, be a man. Yeah.
Well then. Oh wow, that's fucking great.
She's like, too much. They always say that to me. Too much. Too much.
You prodigious fucking water cannon.
That was 2 days ago. Yeah, crazy.
Speaking of too much, one thing that John, you and I can't get enough of is cupping and smelling our farts, right?
Oh,
we've talked about
that.
This several times.
Mm.
So Dallas and the Be A Man Band have constructed another fucking top 10 hit called Won't Stop.
Ha ha ha!
The musical interlude.
What a nice interlude.
1980s.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's fucking... there's something about it. Like, I've been recently, like, obsessed with it more than usual. I don't know what it is. But when you do it, when you do cop the fart... you have to go bare ass, right? You're not doing it through the pants, right?
Yeah, totally. You got to be in there.
If you have clothes on, the pants will do.
I try to get right inside the pant. I don't care who's there, who's around either.
Because for me, it's an entourage effect. It's not only do you want the immediate smell, but you want the heat. And the only way you can do that is if you get direct deposit and you grab it right away. That's what makes the whole experience better. If it smells brutal and it's hot, you can feel the heat coming off the hand.
Right out of the oven.
That's an A+.
I like when you have a fan on and you fart and it blows in your face.
You know, I fart heavily at night. I mean, I fart all day, right? But I'm in my bed. I shut the door. I shut everything up so I can smell everything nice.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just seeping them out little by little, and you don't think it's that potent. But when somebody comes in the room to visit, they go, "Oh my God, it stinks in here." I go, "Really?" I go, "It's just warming up.
Yeah,
hasn't even hit me yet." I go, "They come in their nose."
Well, I was going to do this for another episode, but since we're on topic, we have another song for Dallas and the B-Man Band. And this one's about trusting farts.
Ooh.
Triumphant.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Another solid gold hit.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
It's tough. I've been having a lot recently that fucking, because I'm over the top with the fucking bidet, I've been abusing it. I sit there and I'll take too much water in my asshole, and I just, like, after 40 minutes, I'll get off, and I'll think that I'm still on the fucking bidet, and I'll let them rip.
Oh, right.
Get off in what way?
Physically get off of the toilet.
See, my old man would say about excessive bidet use, you're eliminating all the natural oils from the asshole. Don't wash your hair. I wash my hair once a week.
Yeah.
The oils. Smell the oils.
Maybe there's natural asshole oils. That shit.
So your natural asshole oil, which is a protectant, you may be eroding it.
Oh, this makes total sense.
Right? Your anal lubricant.
Who needs fucking doctors?
I know it.
But, you know, speaking of cupping farts and smelling them, right? And back to the eating contest and all that. In a way, it's like a competition because as a guy, do you do this? Do you cup your farts and smell them?
Yeah.
Of course. But you get right inside the pan? How hardcore are you?
No, I do it from the outside. If I'm laying in bed, you know, it's easier with the underwear and shit. You know?
But it almost is like a competition because I know I've been really roasting some ripe odors lately. Whatever I'm eating, I must be in training.
Holiday weekend.
Yeah.
You get a plethora. Yeah.
I'm really producing some strong material.
Yeah.
It's so dense. That's what you can tell, the density. When you can leave a room, come back, and it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
That's something special.
Sometimes they smell like gasoline when I do them. It's like, I better not light a match. I'm fucking blow up.
Farting. Yeah. Well, feels good, man.
Yeah. I remember being at the tanning beds, and you have the different fans on.
Yeah.
You have the one by your foot, and if you're farting, it'll blow right in your face.
Nice.
Too, yeah.
You know, as I've gotten older, too, I now fart out pretty much openly in public. Not so much loudness, but I'll, if I know it's going to be quiet and it's stinky, I don't care. I'll do it out in public.
Me, too.
And if I'm in a supermarket and I feel it coming and there's nobody there, I will cup my fart right in the supermarket, right in the aisle. I don't care if the camera sees me.
I love the crop dust in the fucking supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
How about digging for diamonds in a supermarket? Will you do that if you have to itch the grundle? If you have a deep one? Will you do the visible front dig?
Yeah. And then deliberately touch the produce going, fuck them. Fuck them. I don't care.
Eat it.
Then you stand off to the side, watch some lady touching the fucking nectarines. You just put your stinky ball hand on. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Assume nobody washes their hands.
Right? Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. You know the fucking disease when you really think about this shit that comes in here? They show how to really wash pink produce. Eye. Do you soak it in fucking vinegar, baking soda, and all that? That's how you're really supposed to do it. What? I don't do it. Any of this produce shit.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen.
You do that?
That doesn't happen.
I know. No.
Spin on. I wipe it on my fucking shirt. I go, that's good.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience. We've had a blast. We shared a few, but we also know the lesson or two. Till the day he dies. Tonto spends so much time on the day that his asshole has withered away. The episode moved at a blistering pace. Be a man, one shot alone in his own face. Be a fucking man. Episode 1-4-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-